This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Governor Jared Polis has shortened the prison sentence for Tina Peters. She will be released on parole June 1st. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The former Mesa County clerk was convicted of tampering with election equipment to prove President Trump's false claims of rigging the 2020 election. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Here's Polis.
This is not a pardon. It's really making sure that her free speech was not a criteria for her overly harsh sentencing. So I really think that in the scheme of things, this will take the wind out of the sails of those who argue that there was something awry here, because I think there's a point that those have, and the reason we got thousands of calls saying she was over-sentenced.
Polis said he agreed with an appeals court decision that the judge sentenced Peters harshly because of her beliefs. Trump has mounted a major pressure campaign to free Peters after her conviction 2 years ago, and this decision from Polis puts him directly at odds with his own party and election clerks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche will play the Las Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Final. Vegas wrapped up its series with the Anaheim Ducks Thursday night with a 5-1 win. Game one of the Western Conference Finals slated for next Wednesday at Ball Arena, and game time is 6 p.m. And the only ski resort still open in Colorado will close for the season Sunday. Arapahoe Basin had planned to wrap up operations last weekend, but recent snow allowed it to reopen yesterday for three final days. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.